It's the Wild West up there. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. This Christmas will be remembered as the year an entire generation of guys got their first drones. And every one of them has already crashed. Sometimes into streams. Sometimes a neighbor's shrubbery gets trimmed. So many things can go wrong. There are so many ways to get into trouble. It's the perfect pastime for guys. You can do the I wonder if it'll break a window experiment.
Well, that went well.
You can attach Roman candles to it and strafe the back lawn.
It's on. Move it.
It's probably protected by the Second Amendment. But the best places are beaches and parks. There's lots of space. The sand cushions the crash landings. And in the summer, there are girls in swimsuits.
And you should be taking pictures of people on the beach.
The young man in that case, unfortunately, made the mistake of standing in full view with his remote control. There is a certain public hostility to drones, but there are ways to diffuse that. Here's a case where a drone crashed on a beach near a group of kids who immediately started attacking it until they noticed a message on the fuselage.
Wait, it says reward, wait.
Yes, a reward.
Reward.
Hold it up, it says reward.
Can we keep it?
Can we keep it? You know, high-tech toys are generally antisocial, but not drones. They have a remarkable way of bringing complete strangers together.
Then you should be taking pictures of people on the beach!
Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.